a bunch of fan titles, eh? So much different titles I had for this episode. I had one called The Best of the Best of the Best. And this was in celebration of the wonderful achievements by Steve Kerr. I'm sorry, when I say Steve Kerr, not thinking basketball. Sam Kerr, sorry. With becoming Australia's number one all-time goal scorer. Not just female, eh? Just on the whole. That was one. You know, massive accomplishment there. I was also going to speak about Emma Haynes, FIFA World's Women Coach of the Year, Female Coach of the Year, for what she's done, not just for Chelsea, but for the women's game on the whole. And I would stick by what I called, when I called for Emma Haynes to be our next coach, whenever that may be. I hope she gets that chance or that opportunity to showcase her abilities. I think she has it in her to be a wonderful coach. I was also going to speak about Mendy being in goalkeeper of the year, FIFA's goalkeeper of the year. Man went from unknown to universally loved in less than 2 years. You know, we won the Champions League, we won the Super Cup, we entered the league, but we entered the League Cup final, we entered the Club World Cup semi-finals. This guy has been phenomenal since his arrival at Chelsea. He's taken us to another level. And it's remarkable what one player can do for a club. I'm not saying he is the only reason, but he's been heavily influential in a lot of the accomplishments. And that is because of the other guy who I was going to speak about, Thomas Tuchel. In the year he's been with us, he's gone to another level. So that the guy really stuck by his word. He said, no, he wants to build a team that nobody would play, would want to play against. And he's done that. He has, once everyone's fit, created a team that is almost unstoppable. He has done that. Tuchel's accomplishments in the year has been, every year with us, has been Champions League victory, Super Cup victory, FA Cup final, League Cup final, we enter now, the Club World Cup semi-finals, we enter the round of 16 again, Champions League. Week deep into the FA Cup run again, you know. So he's definitely created something wonderful thing. But after that 1-0, sorry, the 1-1 draw with Brighton, and even the 1-0 lost to City, but more the Brighton Hove game, I want to highlight two main things. One, the complacency Chelsea players tend to become after winning major titles. I know I'm not the only person seeing it. Every time you win something major, the dressing room becomes relaxed. You know, like, yeah, we win, so we could relax. It's a recurring theme. We win and take our feet off the gas for the next season, thinking that we could rest on our laurels because we are the champions of whatever, either the England or whatever cup. And that's not how champions do it. That's how title holders do it. That's not how champions do it. That's not how City or Bayern Munich or Real Madrid do it. When they win, they want to improve on what they did good and better what they did bad in. They want to win and compete. Well, we compete every year heavy, but they want to win every year and dominate year by year by year. That's what champions do. They look where they fell short and aim to improve on it. And we have developed a title holder dressing room, and it's shameful. Imagine fans not even bantering us with that kind of venom anymore. But at least on my ends, it's more like they're coming across as pity, you know, like, you know, like, ooh, what going Chelsea lost? They draw to Brighton, are they okay? We were 5 points clear, and now we 12 points behind. That's 17 points. 17 point difference. I don't know what it is, besides COVID and injuries. Besides that, that's what I'm speaking about. Besides the COVID and injuries, you're seeing like something is wrong. I will get to that in a bit. The next thing I want to speak about is Chelsea has no big game players. You could roll your eyes, you could stoops, but the fact is we don't have any big game players. The last big game player, I'm not sure what I'm speaking about. The last big game player we had I know what I'm going to speak about. It's Hazard. And right now, honestly, I feel we should come back. But after, apparently, blank Newcastle as well. We have had no big game players since him. We currently have a great system under Tuchel, when once the right players are fit, the system is almost unstoppable. We won't concede in as much. We were scoring at will. Granted, it was 2-0 and 3-0 thing. We were scoring freely. We're having a time. But we have exceptional players and very, very highly talented players at Chelsea, but in very niche positions, in very, very specific positions. For instance, we're going on right now with our wing backs. I think Tuchel really should experiment a little more. Again, I'm not a coach. I'm just giving my opinion as a guy with a mic in a country. I've never coached football in my life. But I just think that maybe he should experiment this a little more. Maybe a 4-2-3-1. Maybe, I don't know. But we have no big game players. None. We have none. I'm going to give an example of what I'm speaking about. Cast your mind back to 2nd of May 2016. Stamford Bridge. Chelsea versus Spurs. The Battle of the Bridge. Yes, you know the game already. So by now you must be saying, ah, yeah. A win keeps Spurs in the title race. Anything else? Anything less? Leicester wins the title. Son and Kane scores. Halftime ends. First half ends. 2-0 Spurs up. Eden Hazard comes on in 46th minute. And immediately, the game started to break dance. With a spin on his head as he came on. He took the game. He took control. Kane scores in the 58th minute. And then a spectacular goal from Hazard in the 83rd. Now ask yourself, what player currently at Chelsea has that impact? Who can give us that? Either the starting or being subbed on. What player at Chelsea giving us that kind of injection of, I don't even know the word. I'm actually literally blank when I'm trying to find out that word for inject what? I don't know. That spaz, that zing, I don't know. Because we don't have it. To be fair, players do show glimpses of it. Pulisic in the FA Cup final against Arsenal. 2 years ago? 2 or 3 years ago, yeah. That, he took that game. Then he got injured. Unfortunately. He still got the shot off going down when damaged his hamstring. But that's what I was speaking about. Mason has his moments. I'm not going to lie, Mason has his moments. Kai, Werner, Cho, all of them show up sometimes, but not on the level and consistency as Hazard. Now some people would say, why are we bringing him back? We're going to be taking a step back. Sometimes they take a step back to go 9 forward. But we definitely need to have a big game player. We don't have it. Only one season you could really think of where Hazard wasn't playing his best, and that was the second year of Jose's return to Chelsea. That's it. The second year or the third year? Something like that. But most likely was the third. So, you tell me. What player at Chelsea do we have? Who does that? No one. We literally do not have a big game player. We bought someone thinking he would make an impact on us. And he really did make an impact. That is true. But the impact was on the other side of the spectrum. Because as I still believe in my belief. Sorry. In my belief. I still think. The thing that holding us in this men's zone we are in is nothing physical. But again, besides the injuries and COVID. It's a mental holdback. Because since that interview. Yeah, you know what interview I'm speaking about. Let me talk about. Since that interview dropped or was leaked or released, the particulars what we speak of, even after the whole thing was dropped, I still can't see the context behind it. We've been subpar as a unit. Yes, December was not our best month, but guys were still playing shoulders back, head up, chin up, general playing. But since Danny Cup games, even when he wins, came with an air of just going through the motions. Said the game against Brighton, the first goal wasn't even celebrated. Hakim Ziyech and Mount immediately went to quarrel. I don't know what it is. No celebration, it was just merely brushed aside. And for all the work the PR team is doing about Chelsea to make it look as though things all good, you know, the videos on TikTok and all over social media, on game day it paints a vastly different picture. Now, I'm not saying paying 97 for Lukaku was a mistake, you know, because I believe genuinely believed everything. But I'm saying the 97 million guy made a mistake with that interview. And the unfortunate thing is, if results continue in the trend that they are, we know who may face the axe. Because it's easier to get rid of the coach than 97. And if Tuchel goes, I honestly don't know what the future is going to turn out. Tuchel, I try to think about it. It's who's going to want to come? We always say that year after year, who's going to want to come? Well, coaches will take it because there's a year of work, or a year and a half, 2 years work, easy PD. That's how they'll look at it. At some point in time, the board will have to stop that kind of mentality. And stop giving these babies this kind of money. Anyone know why I said that? Why I called him a baby? Look at Werner. There was an interview with Werner. He did recently. And highlight this stark contrast in mentality. Because apparently Lukaku's big body but small brain. Werner has a big brain and an even bigger heart. Whichever one. Because in an interview he said he don't know how we remain supporting him so much. Because as a striker, he wants to score more but misses chances. And he goes on to say that his relationships with the fan is one that he feels fun. It's fun to play in front of us. When we give him our support, it makes him stronger. And he tries his best every game, his 100. And that's how you do it. You keep your head down and keep working. Yes, Werner has missed some chances that we're like, what? I don't know why. What's going on with him mentally? We won't know for a while. But that's how you do it. This guy, who despite all has happened on the field, remains playing for that badge. He plays for that badge. And that's why we always sing his name. We always sing praises for him. Always. Because we know when he comes on that pitch, we know what he's going to give. We know what he's going to do. He's always been a favorite of mine since he came. And he's once again shown us why we want a player like that. Heart and loyalty. There isn't anything that I think Timo could see right now that the fans will turn on him. Because he genuinely wants to come here and do his best and play and give his 100%. And then we have this other one. But I really don't know what it is. Tuchel is the one to know. Again, we are just fans on the sidelines watching. You and I, we sit every week, day in, day out, and watch the games. It's up to the players. It's up to the players to create chances. It's up to the players to carry out the instructions of Tuchel. We, the fans, will not be silent and allow certain things to happen. We definitely have the option to voice our concerns, as we have done. And yes, the love will still be there for Lukaku, but we still believe that he can do a lot. In fact, for the team, because we can achieve a lot. But it's growing bit by bit. Every game passes, I keep thinking that maybe we are the best cup team in the world, not so much league team. Because I call time at that on this league last month and was met with huge criticism. Oh, I'm not a true fan and I can't lock it off so early. Like, we're not going to. It's just everything came at a bad time, and COVID, injuries, the situation with Lukaku, and all these things, you know, would have a play, because obviously the scheduling conflicts, the pace of it all. Yeah, we know, we as English fans know about it, but with the COVID and injuries and Lukaku and all these games, yeah, obviously it will take a toll. And I call time of that. I say, league, nah. When we drew with Brighton self, I said, yeah, that 1-1, nah, we can't do nothing here. I can't do league done. That's too right, man. Certain guys tell me, like, yeah, you can see he's not a fan and this and. Because I say that I'm not a fan. A lot of gatekeeping. You trying to tell me I'm not a fan because my opinion is the same as yours about a team that we both like. You looking at something, you and I looking at the same thing, but seeing different, but getting different results when we see it. I don't know. I know what kind of superpositioning thing is that, but it is what it is as of now. I know that it is highlighted that, yeah, we, the league, def most likely out of our hands. All of a sudden, they blame game on this player and that player. And but the good thing is that people are not calling for Tuchel's head. And on top of that, I saw this picture circulating on social media with Lampard was 11 points off the top when he was sacked. Tuchel is 12 points off the point of the of the top. And it, just based on that tweet alone, you would think that, yeah boy, why Tuchel ain't getting? But we were ninth without a real identity. It didn't have the constraints of all this injury and COVID. Now we're 12 points now, 12 points behind, but we're third. Win against Spurs tomorrow. We maintain third spot, because when we come back on the 19th, I think, to play in the league again, everybody else would have more or less played their games, because we have Champions League, FA Cup, League Cup finals, and Club World Cup semis, and hopefully finals next month. So next month is hopefully champion month for Chelsea. But Tuchel is also dealing with injuries, the aforementioned interview, COVID. So it's not that it's something that's happening every year. This is a generic thing. No, this is a very, very unique situation that we're in. That Tuchel is in at Chelsea. So to equate the two is extremely ignorant of the facts and the context that's supposed to be placed in. But that's all I have for today, because whatever happens next or for the rest of the season, one thing is clear: we definitely have to do better, and I really hope that we do better. And I say we, I mean the board, from the board to the coaching staff to the players to even us, the fans. We have to be better. We have to rally around the same cause, which is, yes, the league is gone, most likely. Just keep winning in the league and do what we have to do in the cups. Because if we are going to go down the role of conceding as being the best cup team in the world, might as well then win every cup we have. And that's all I have for today. And I'll leave you on a different note than the usual. Which is, be good be better, be your best. And until we see each other again, you be safe.